This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for spending 15 minutes of your busy day to join me. Hope you're having a good day here today. Thank you for having us tuned in on your radio dial. Thank you, too, for downloading this podcast, WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. You've tuned in to hear 15 minutes of truth. That's what we're going to hear. I don't say that arrogantly. I say that because we focus and center on the Word of God. Let Him speak through His Word. And He's always speaking, hence the name of this program, WGOD Radio. That is, if I owned my own radio station, that's what the call letters would be if they were available. Unfortunately, someone else has them. But the imagery is so true. You see, God's always broadcasting. Are you tuned into His frequency? Well, we're tuning in right now. We're going to hear what the Lord's got to say, what the Lord has to say today. We're in Acts chapter 1. For more information on this ministry, you can go to WGODradio.com. Our Facebook page is WGOD Radio. These podcasts are uploaded on there as soon as they're recorded. This one's uploaded on Saturday, though you're hearing it on the radio on Tuesday. So WGODradio.com is the Facebook page. Also, I'm the pastor of Island Community Church. We'd love to see you out at Island. I invite you to come out Sunday morning at 10:30. This Sunday, my sermon is entitled The Mystery of Iniquity. Some translations say the mystery of lawlessness. What is it? What is the mystery of iniquity? That's what we're going to look at. It's the spirit that's infecting people. And if you look around society today, well, I'll tell you what, I'll just whet your appetite with that. I invite you to come out to Island Sunday morning, 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. That's the topic for my sermon, The Mystery of Iniquity. If you don't live around here or if you're committed to another church, you'll hear that on the radio in the coming days. In the meantime, we left off here, Acts chapter 1. Let's pick it up in verse 12. Now, remember, the Lord Jesus has been raised up in front of them. He has shown Himself by many infallible proofs. The Word of God has been proven. The Lord Jesus Christ has been resurrected from the dead. He's been seen by over 500 eyewitnesses. He commands them to go into Jerusalem and wait. Wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. So they return to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey. Verse 13. And when they had returned, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, and Bartholomew, and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, the zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. Okay, now here we have 120 people in the upper room, including Mary, the mother of our Lord, also was one of these 120. Also, his brothers are now believers. James, we know, is a believer now. And Jude, known as Judas, well, that was his real name, is known as Jude. I could see that Judas wasn't a popular name after this time, as we're about to see here coming up in verse 18. We're going to read about Judas here. You know, that's kind of like having the name Adolf. You know, that was a popular name up until 1940-something. No one named their kids Adolf anymore after that. Here with Judas, popular name because of Judas the Maccabee, the hero that rescued the Jews from Antiochus Epiphanes back in 168 B.C., which is where the celebration of Hanukkah came from. Now, verse 15. Now, in these days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120, and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry." Unquote. All right, that's verse 17. Okay, so where in the Old Testament can we read about Judas? There is two references that I can find that address this. And the Psalm 41, verse 9, which reads this: "Even my own familiar friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his heel against me." That's Psalm 41, 9. The other verse would be Psalm 109, verse 8, which says this: "Let his days be few, and let another take his office." Now, we just read him quoting that. He's quoting Psalm 109, verse 8. Now, more about Judas, verse 18. "Now, this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all of his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that the field is called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his dwelling place be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office.'" So there's two Psalms the Holy Spirit says are talking about Judas Iscariot. Again, Psalm 69, verse 25, and Psalm 109, verse 8. Now, here in this text, we have the very important prerequisite for choosing a replacement for Judas. Now, verse 21. Okay, well, I guess hopefully we've covered enough about Judas here. There seems to be a discrepancy over how he died, and really it's no discrepancy. It says in the Gospels that he hung himself. Well, apparently he hung himself over a cliff, and probably that rope had broke. And when it broke, crashed to the ground, hit the rocks, and then scripture speaks for itself here. All of his insides came out after he had a wicked end to his life for what he did. And yet, you know, Judas was deceived into doing what he did. I want you to remember that. Matthew chapter 27, verse 2, it says this. Let me turn there. Matthew chapter 27. It says, "Now when morning came and all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death, and when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Then Judas," this is verse 3, "then Judas, his betrayer, when he saw," can't meditate on these words. Now put yourself in Judas's shoes here for a moment. And let this text come to life here for you. "Then Judas, his betrayer, when he saw that Jesus had been condemned, was remorseful." All right, he wasn't expecting this. You see, Judas was deceived, the same as Eve was deceived. I've talked about this many times here in my ministry. You've heard me talk about it. When Jesus says, "See that no one deceives you." Eve, all the way back in the beginning of your Bible, says, "The serpent deceived me and I ate." Here, Judas, put yourself in his shoes. Look at how Judas is deceived. He didn't expect this. Look at his response. "Then Judas, when he saw that Jesus had been condemned, he was remorseful, brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priests and elders, saying," is probably more like crying out, "and said, 'I have sinned by betraying innocent blood. And they said, what's that to us? You see to it. So then he threw down the pieces of silver. I did a little research on this word here for threw. The word actually means to hurl forcefully. So can you see the angst in this man? Goes into the temple. He's full of anguish and remorse. Unfortunately, that's worldly sorrow, not godly sorrow like Peter had. He hurled the money into the temple and he cried out, I've sinned. Probably fell to his knees in tears and cried out that he sinned. And they said, what's that to us? We don't care. You see to it. So he hurled the silver into the temple and departed and went and hung himself. Thus is the end of Judas Iscariot, the betrayer of the Lord Jesus Christ. I put it to you that Judas was deceived into what he did. I put it to you, if Judas would have known what he did, he wouldn't have done it. If Eve would have known the consequences for her sin, she would not have done what she did. If Judas Iscariot would have known the consequences for his sin, he would not have done it. He was deceived into doing what he did. Fast forward into the future, the coming day, week, month, I don't know. This could be any time. Revelation chapter 13, verse 13. Revelation 13:13, speaking of the false prophet, he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth. Let me read that again. He deceives those who dwell on the earth by the signs which were granted to him to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. Now look at this. He was granted power to give life to the image of the beast so that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image to be killed. You see, this is what Jesus said. What will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the world? He said, take heed. That's beware. That's be careful. That's be on your guard and look out. See that no one deceives you. We've seen Eve deceived. Here you have the history of Judas Iscariot, who when he saw with his eyes what happened to the Son of God, you saw his response. He didn't say, what's that to me? No, he was deceived and he was full of remorse. The Bible talks about godly sorrow and worldly sorrow. Peter put his hand on a stack of Bibles, raised up his right hand, and says, I've never heard of Jesus Christ. And look what Judas did. What's the difference between the two? Godly sorrow produces repentance. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio. We're going to pick it up right here in tomorrow's program. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I love to hear the voice of God.